Yesterday, Sarah G explained the sixth question. What is the meaning of ba in Patthana from theory and practice? Upatthati, the mindfulness sticking onto the object. It will not be outstanding just by sticking the mind on the object, but it should enter into the object. The mindfulness should enter into the object so that the mindfulness will be outstanding. Bhakkhandetva pavadati, meaning that the mindfulness should enter the object. Among the four fields of objects, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, the mindfulness should enter the object that is arising, that is obvious at the present moment. The mindfulness should enter into the object so that the mindfulness will be sustained on the object. And bhakkhandetva pavadati, meaning that when the object arises, the noting mind should rush entering the object. When rising of the abdomen arises, one should rush the mind, enter the mind into the object, and when falling takes place, one should rush the mind, entering the mind onto the object. And today, Saraji will explain what it means by bhakkhandetva pavadati. In order to have mindfulness that is sustained and entering into the object, there are four kinds of speed: slow speed, normal speed, fast speed, outstanding fast speed. So among these four speed, in order the noting mind should be outstanding, one's noting mind should enter the object, noting it at an outstanding fast speed. One should not be slow at it. One should not note it at normal speed and not fast speed, but one should note in such a way so that the noting mind enters into the object in outstandingly fast speed, in great momentum, so that the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary mindfulness. And in order to have outstanding extraordinary mindfulness, one needs other mental strength in the noting. It is not easy to cultivate outstanding extraordinary mindfulness, and Saraji will explain from theory and practice. Bhakkhandetva pavadati shows the speed of the mindfulness. Bhakkhandetva, meaning the noting mind should rush into the object in great momentum. And pavadati means mindfulness should be continuous. Bhakkhandana is described as vega sati, the mindfulness that has the outstanding fast speed in great momentum. One should be fast in noting. It should not be ordinary fast. It should not be just normal fast, but it should be outstanding fast in noting. One should not be sluggish or slow. In order to have outstanding mindfulness, the speed of the noting should be outstandingly fast. The benefits of Satipatthana practice, among the seven benefits, the topmost benefit is eradicating all the defilements and becoming an arahat. So in the past, all the arahats, all the Bajaga Buddha, solitary Buddhas, and all the Buddhas have walked on this Satipatthana path. So Satipatthana path is the path that all the arahats, Bajaga Buddha, and the Buddhas have surely practiced, and it is the one and only sure way which has the assurance to get the topmost benefit by walking on it. By walking on the Satipatthana path, one is sure to reach the correct destination. And one will reach the destination through this practice. Understanding the benefit of practice, one understands that the benefit is not less or few or insignificant. It is not something that is small, but the benefits are very high, noble, and precious. Understanding the benefit of practice, if one understands little, one will have little faith and confidence. Having much understanding, much, there will be much more faith and confidence, and there will be the strong desire to gain these benefits, and one comes to the meditation center to do the retreat in order to gain these benefits. Some of the people, however they may be busy, however they may have good business as measured in the worldly way, but such kind of business and success have a limit. They are limited. So as there are limited success and business, it shows that it is not as precious. It is not as valuable as the success and business could be measured by number. But the benefits of Satipatthana practice is limitless. And thus it is very precious and very valuable. The benefits one gets through the practice could be carried all the way. But the material things that one had earned cannot follow the person wherever the person goes. And knowing that Satipatthana practice gives limitless benefits, yogis come to the meditation center as they have strong desire to gain these benefits. So only courageous person have these benefits. Only courageous people are willing to give up the sensual pleasure in order to come to the center to do the meditation retreat. So one should have prudence, and one should be able to compare the values. And one should give priority to the one that is most valuable. And Buddha said, Matta Sukha Prijaga, one should give up the kind of happiness that is small in order to gain the happiness that has more guarantee. So one should look for the kind of happiness that has more assurance and guarantee, and when one finds it, the wise person will be able to give up the happiness that is small in order to gain the happiness that has more assurance, which is greater. Dhammoja are the Dhamma nutritions. And a wise person will know that the Dhamma happiness has assurance and guarantee, and one is willing to give up the happiness that is small in order to gain the Dhamma happiness. So as coming for practice, in order to join the retreat, one has to give up the sensual pleasure that most people like in order to gain the happiness that has more guarantee. So by practicing diligently, by gaining the Dhamma happiness that has more guarantee, it is worthy of giving up the sensual pleasure. In order to gain the happiness that has assurance, one needs to practice diligently, and one needs to rush the mind onto the object so that the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary. So understanding that, one should exert ardent effort, courageous effort in the practice. And one should forbear the physical and mental tiredness in the practice. And one should practice courageously without regard to one's body and life. In order to be able to know the object without missing, without failing, one should exert effort every single second. Exerting effort every single second, sati, mindfulness, is cultivated in great momentum. And as much great momentum the mindfulness becomes, the more outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness will arise. Having such kind of outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness, one gains the benefits of practice, and one gains the happiness that has a guarantee that excels many times than the worldly happiness. The worldly happiness and the sensual happiness are limited. They can be measured. But the Dhamma happiness has no limits. It is so great that it is limitless. For the yogi who practices with courageous effort, diligently, is sure to gain such benefit. But if the person is not restraining the eyes, looking here and there, bending, stretching, sitting down, standing up abruptly without mindfulness, such kind of person will not gain the outstanding mindfulness. And there is still time left. There is still some days left. And if the yogi practices courageously, diligently, one will make improvement even within hours. Bhakkhandetva pavadati, meaning that the mindfulness arises continuously in great momentum, and one should examine oneself if one has that kind of outstanding mindfulness that is in great momentum. When the new object arises, the noting mind should stick onto the object, entering the object in great momentum. Only if the mindfulness sticks onto the object, entering in great speed, in great momentum, the mindfulness will become outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness. So as soon as the object arises, the mind should rush into the object, and there needs to be ardent effort, ardent effort pushes the mind, rushing the mind onto the object, so that outstanding extraordinary mindfulness arises. So it is important that the mindfulness should be outstanding extraordinary every single second. People have matters that are urgent. When there are urgent matters, there is no time for thinking, but one should do it right away in great speed, as it is very urgent. Bhakkhandetva pavadati, meaning that as soon as the object arises, in order to grab hold of the object, like a sudden attack, the noting mind should rush into the object in great fast speed. One should not be slow at it. And one should be very fast in noting the object, like a robot. And if the matter is very important, one should not be slow at it. There is no time for thinking, gazing, but one should work on it in great momentum, in fast speed. In order to be able to note the object, one should rush the noting mind onto the object urgently, in great speed, so that the mindfulness will be outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness. There is no time for thinking. As soon as the object arises, the noting mind should rush into it in great speed. It is the most urgent work. There is no other thing more urgent than to note the object by rushing the mind onto the object in the greatest speed. And one should be active very fast in the noting, so that the noting mind will grab hold of the object efficiently and the mindfulness will be outstanding, extraordinary. So there is no time for thinking. And Bhakkhandana can mean the sudden attack, like when the army is fighting with the enemy military. One has to fight in such a way so that one attacks the enemy, taking, looting, whatever should be taken. So Bhakkhandana here means like rushing or rushing in a sudden attack courageously. In the sitting meditation, when the new object arises, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, in order to be mindful of the object, the mindfulness should rush into the object like a sudden attack to grab hold of the object. And Saraji says that when Saraji is on Dhamma trip, Saraji explains about a game that he saw in Korea and Taiwan. And Saraji will relate this game to the practice. In the game, there are six holes. From these six holes, there are the small creatures, which are like a mole or the groundhog, coming out of the hole. So the player puts a coin and the game is generated. So from the six holes, these small creatures come up from the hole and the player has to hit the creature. As soon as the creature comes up from the hole. So as soon as the player sees the head coming up, the player has to strike with a kind of like a hammer striking on the head. So in order to be able to hit the creature, as soon as the head comes out, the player has to be active, alert, no time for thinking. And if the player is slow, then he or she will fail to hit or strike on the head. And if the creature goes back into the hole without being hit, then the player will not get the score. So the player has to be very quick. As soon as the creature come out, as soon as the head comes up, this player had to strike on the head. And the player gets the score. So this game in Korean is called Dudoji, and in Taiwan it is called Da Di Shu. And Sarah Ji says that it is like practicing, because there are six sense door: eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, and the mind, where the six sense object arise and seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing takes place. So every time when there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing takes place, one has to be mindful of it. In the beginning, there is a series of, there is a sequence how one should note, such as starting from the rising, falling, go on to the thinking and so on. But later on, when the yogi becomes skilled, the noting becomes automatic, and the noting goes on according to how the objects arise. So in the game Dudoji or Da Di Shu, the player gets the score as much he or she can strike on the creature's head as soon as the creature comes up. So the creatures are coming up every single second, and the player has to make the effort to strike on the head as soon as it comes up. In the same way, as soon as the objects arise at the sixth sense door, yogi should be mindful of it as soon as the object arises. So Saraji compares this game to the yogi who is practicing noting the objects that are arising at the sixth sense door. Yogi has no time to think, but yogi should be quick in noting the object that arises. Buddha compared the nama rupa, mind and matter, with bhumi, the soil or the land. So the nama rupa are compared to the soil or land where various weeds or plants grow. If there is a plot of land and if one does not make use of it properly, weeds and grass grow on the land. And by making use of it, one can grow trees that give fruit. One can have vegetables, fruits from the land. And if weeds, creepers are growing on the land, then the trees or plants will not grow as well. So one has to remove these weeds, creepers, grass, so that the trees and the vegetables can grow freely. And by making use of the land, one can get fruits, vegetables, but if one does not make use of the land properly, weeds, creepers will grow. In ourselves, there are the nama rupa that are arising, such as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, bending, stretching, turning, lifting, moving, placing. And these nama rupa are compared to the plot of land. And if one is not being mindful, there can be greed based on desirable objects, anger, hatred, aversion on undesirable objects. So not being mindful, these defilements arise. Just like weeds and creepers grow on the land that is unused. Not being mindful, the defilements arise, and the nama rupa will be called kilesa bhumi, the land of defilements, the land where the defilements grow. And in the land that is unused, the weeds and creepers grow, and not only that, dangerous creatures can dwell in these weeds and creepers. So one has to remove these creepers, weeds, in order to make a good use of it to plant vegetables and fruits. So making use of it, one will have these vegetables and fruits, and the land become very useful. In the same way, just as one has to make use of the land usefully by removing the weeds and creepers, planting useful trees, in the same way, one has to make use of this nama rupa by being mindful so that the defilements are prevented from arising. Being mindful of the object, the mind is guarded, protected, there is safety, security, having mindfulness, concentration, so that the defilements do not have chance to arise, and thus the nama rupa become panya bhumi, the land of knowledge or wisdom, by discerning correctly. Not being able to make good use of it, the nama rupa become kilesa bhumi, the land of defilements. Making a proper use of the nama rupa by being mindful, by discerning, the nama rupa becomes panya bhumi, the land of knowledge or wisdom. So in this way, one should be mindful in order to have panya bhumi, and if one is not being mindful, there will be kilesa bhumi. By being mindful, by discerning, the nama rupa becomes panya bhumi. So just as when the land is used properly, one have tasty, delicious fruits and vegetables, in the same way, by being mindful, by discerning, one will have the taste of Dhamma, which are very sweet and precious. So in the teachings of the Buddha, there is mentioned that aparinyata hi khanda kilesana bhumi. Not discerning the nama rupa, by being mindful of them, these nama rupa will become the land of defilements. So not being mindful, one will not discern distinctly between the nama rupa, cause and effect, impermanent suffering and non-self. Not discerning them, the nama rupa become the land of defilements. There will be delusion, attachment, greed, anger, hatred, aversion, and thus these nama rupa become the land of defilements. The nama rupa become land of defilements because the person is not mindful, not discerning, and thus these defilements arise. Parinyata khanda panyaya bhumi. When one is mindful of this nama rupa, one will discern the nama rupa cause and effect in permanent suffering and non-self, and thus this nama rupa becomes the land of knowledge, wisdom. Just as when you make use of the plot of land usefully, you get fruits, vegetables from it. In the same way, by being mindful of the nama rupa, one gains knowledge and it becomes the land of knowledge and wisdom by discerning. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.